Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Maggie Steffens, three-time Olympic gold medalist and current record holder for most goals in the Olympic Games. Training for the Olympics, it can get so stressful. It's nice to be able to just enjoy the water. It's my happy place. When that happy place is ruined by trash, it makes me sad. If we don't dispose of our litter properly, it affects our precious waterways. Don't drop trash and make sure plastics get in the right recycling bin. Please do the right thing to help keep our highways and waterways clean. Visit cleanwaterca.com.
Brought to you by the Caltrans Stormwater Program.
Suicide is something that affects all of us, and we can all play a part in saving lives. Make a difference in your community by walking out of the darkness with us on Saturday, October 22nd at Arena Green West. Help spread awareness and understanding. Send the message that help is available and raise funds for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Find a walk near you at afsp.org/walksfbayarea.
We've got our take cannons loaded and ready.
Ready.
Absolutely dominant on deep routes. Absolutely dominant on short routes.
The boys are back, baby.
Excellent separation against man coverage.
This is Reception, Reception, the show.
I want to talk about Rashad Bateman, okay? Because Reception Perception, .com, the website, for the very first time, you're doing your in-season track. And Rashad Bateman was one of the guys that you've been tracking this season. What you have found is that he's playing pretty well. Mm-hmm. Okay, help me and help the listeners kind of like jive that with, well, dude, he's not doing anything on the field, right? So like the on-field production and the reception perception numbers don't quite match up. What is not connecting?
Well, first of all, I would say, you know, obviously in the first 2 weeks, he puts it in the box score, right? Two catches, 59 yards and a touchdown the first week. Four catches, 108 yards and a touchdown in week two. The last 2 weeks, though, yeah. Two catches, 59 yards against the Bills. Three catches, 17 yards and a loss. Two catches, 59 yards against Patriots. Three catches, 17 yards and a loss against the Bills. The biggest problem for Rashad Bateman and, you know, the moment you noticed this was happening, you had to know, like, okay, until this changes, he's going to be a volatile producer, which is what I think he has been so far. So far, like in a routes per dropback standpoint, in week one, 73.5% of the routes. Week two, 70.9% of the routes. Week three, 79.4%. Week four, it drops down to 52.6%. But Coach John Harbaugh said this morning, we're recording this on Monday, like you said,
right?
He's got like a foot injury, I think, or something like that. He did get banged up in that game. That's why he
left
didn't play
momentarily,
much in the second
and then
half.
Second half was nowhere to be found.
I know, which is a bummer because the play he got hurt on was so unnecessary. Like, it was one where he had just was right at the line of scrimmage and Lamar threw it all the way from the right side all the way to the left side and Bateman just got clobbered, like on a real like kind of nonsense play. Like, you don't even really want to be throwing that ball at that point, although I guess it gets you one PPR point in fantasy. So
there you go.
Bateman's just not, he hasn't been playing enough. I mean, we wanted to see, like, that's 79.4% routes per dropback rate in week three. It's like, okay, that's encouraging because it's the highest of the season. Like, in a game, you know, going forward, can he get up to like 85, 90%? Because he is so far and away the best receiver on this team. But they had been rotating through the first few weeks, and then he suffers this injury in week four. Mm-hmm. Really problematic. I mean, he is a guy right now, health aside, put that aside for a second. he's a guy that he can give you like a four catch, 108 yards and a touchdown week like he did in week two, or he can give you that two catches for 59 yards that he had against the Patriots. Like, just that road was going to be rocky until we saw the playing time level out. So, you know, in a game against the Bills secondary that obviously they're not going to give you anything deep, right? That we've seen right. that throughout the course of the football season so far, that they're going to really limit those big plays. They're going to, even with guys banged up in the secondary, you know, they don't have their top cornerback, Tre'Davious White. They've been playing a bunch of rookies at corner. They're like veteran star safeties are hurt for the time being. And mm-hmm. one, I think, is out for the entire season. So even despite that, one thing Sean McDermott's secondaries have always done is they communicate really well in zone coverage. I mean, I remember when he was defensive coordinator of the Panthers, they would cycle in like dusty veteran after dusty veteran at like one starting cornerback spot and a total unknown young guy at the other. And they'd always have really good pass defenses because Sean McDermott gets those guys to communicate in zone coverage really well. So against a secondary like that, yeah, a big play guy like Bateman, it's really hard to trust. So that's the problem that and now he's got this injury. And he's kind of dealt with injuries a little bit throughout his entire NFL career. Like, there's always kind right. of something popping up, which is unfortunate. He's not a guy that you can trust to give you steady production, which is unfortunate because I do think his play is there. I don't really know what to say, like why they weren't playing him a ton. It's very weird.
You know, his snap percentage right now on the offensive side of the football is the same as Devin Duvernay, right? So they've both only played about 57% of the snaps total. You know, Mark Andrews, in comparison, has played 88% of the snaps. And so obviously Mark Andrews and Lamar, they've got that mind meld going and, you know, he's their safety blanket and all of those things. But, you know, from a production standpoint, I think you can explain it with, okay, he's just not on the field enough. Not running enough routes, and the way they treat their passing attack after Mark Andrews, it's kind of sort of a grab bag. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, we saw Devin Duvernay catch a couple touchdowns there in week one, a long, you know, splash play from Rashad Bateman there in week number two. So yeah, it's hard to kind of figure. And then I will also say this, coming into week four, this was not a high volume passing attack anyways. Right. So they were bottom 10 in the NFL in total pass attempts. So,
it's just hard. The funny thing, James, like about coming into this week, because again, I want to just make that clear about like he did suffer this injury in week four. And now we don't really know what the future holds. But in weeks one through three, the routes run Mark Andrews 89, Rashad Bateman 74. So there's even a pretty big little bit of a drop off there from one to two. Yep. But then to three, it goes all the way. Devin Duvernay at 57, DeMarcus Robinson at 44, you know, Isaiah Likely 42, Patrick Ricard, the fullback, at 31. So it's like really the only two guys actually running routes on a routine basis. It's Bateman and it's Andrews until this past week with the injury. So,
right.
I mean, other than like the route participation data for Bateman, everything else is kind of sort of there. I mean, the target share, you'd like it to be higher, but the air yards, 30.1%. You know, he's averaging just a, you know, 14.4 air yards per target, 10 yards after the catch per reception. So he's just playing well. He just wasn't getting enough opportunities. And now we have this injury question, which is pretty unfortunate for Bateman.
Whether you're home or away, stay connected to your team with T-Mobile, the network that covers 99% of people in America. They've been investing billions to light up their best network ever. From your backyard to a sold-out stadium, get T-Mobile's best coverage yet. Plus, with T-Mobile, you get a price lock guarantee, so they won't raise the price of your rate plan. There's never been a better time to switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Coverage not available in some areas. Price lock for current on-network rate plan. Talk, text, and data on qualifying line for new accounts. See exclusions and details at T-Mobile.com.
All right, let's flip to the other side of that same game. Okay, so the Ravens take on the Bills. And for the Bills, I mean, I know that they go out there and they win this game, but it was not the high-flying, high-scoring affair that Vegas and the fans were really expecting because the Ravens' pass secondary has been absolutely torched by right. everyone.
Yeah.
And the Bills come in and you're thinking, Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, these boys are going to cook, but they don't. They had to win kind of a low scoring, gritty affair. What is going on with this Bills passing attack, man?
Couple of things here. I mean, for this game in particular, like I'm not super worried about it, right? It was just a different way to win, right? You know, I think mm-hmm. that from a Bills standpoint, you actually kind of like to see that. It was interesting that, you know, Buffalo wasn't able to get over on this Baltimore pass defense that had been so, so exploitable. I mean, what we saw Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle do to those guys, you know, even Devontae Parker, like, goes up and down.
Exactly.
Without ever getting open. But, you know, Mac Jones just just throwing the ball up in tight coverage along the sideline. Devontae Parker making big plays. So that was certainly surprising. You know, I think that with a lot of these teams, even Josh Allen is, you know, have kind of fallen victim to this. Almost everybody's like completions of 20 plus yards or their average depth of throw is down this year. Like passing in general is kind of down this year. So I do think when teams want to, they can sell out to stop like deep passes. And that does make sense with what has happened with the Bills so far in certain matchups, right? I think that's right. A lot of what I saw, at least from this Ravens defense this past week, was that they were not going to give it up to Josh Allen deep, right? You know, that's why you saw some of the splits that they did. I think right now what's really kind of problematic for Buffalo, and this is weird to say because everybody was so you know, excited about this receiver group coming in, I think they're struggling a little bit to get something going beyond Stephon Diggs. I mean, Devin Singletary has had a ton of production as a receiver the last two weeks, which we know that the Bills wanted to get somebody else involved. Like they wanted somebody to be a check down guy in that backfield, right? Because they tried to sign JD McKissick. They got super pissed when Washington brought him back. They drafted James Cook. Right. But lo and behold, James, over the last 2 weeks, 16 targets, 13 catches, 125 yards for Devin Singletary. From a yardage standpoint, he's their second leading receiver the last 2 weeks. So,
oh boy,
they have struggled a little bit. And I think the biggest problem is whether it's injury or whatever. I mean, Gabe Davis has been dealing with an ankle injury. We know he missed week two. He's only been targeted on 9.5% of his routes run. He's not earning targets or not getting involved, whether that's because, you know, in my opinion, coming into this year, he was only a deep game specialist. Like mm-hmm. he certainly makes plays down the field, but he's not ready to be a consistent wide receiver too, that, you know, wins in the short to intermediate areas, like we talked about earlier. And I think that's been a huge problem. I mean, 41 targets for Stephon Diggs, 14 on the year, with one game missed, of course, for Gabe Davis. Like, that they haven't gotten enough out of that spot, and now they've got injuries mounting. You know, Jamison Crowder gets hurt, he's going to be out indefinitely. Right. Isaiah McKenzie, on the other hand, has earned a target on 20.6% of his routes run so far. So, but he's got a concussion, he's probably out for next week. You'd think maybe. I don't know. So that's been the biggest problem for Buffalo, is that they haven't really had another guy step up consistently in their wide receiver room.
It's so interesting because Buffalo in back-to-back weeks had such juicy matchups on paper. And it just has not really translated. I think what Baltimore did, and what Miami did, and really this is a league-wide trend, right? They're going too high safety, they're going mm-hmm. cover two, and they're saying, okay, beat us underneath, and if you can matriculate all the way down the field, 13 play drive, good for you, right? But they're hoping that Josh Allen gets impatient, which has fed into Devin Singletary getting all of these checkdowns, which, by the way, that's an encouraging sign from a quarterbacking perspective for Josh Allen.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Because a mobile quarterback, as we know, they tend not to check down, right? Like, they are more than happy to just scramble out of the pocket and run. But the checkdowns for Devin Singletary, I think, show a maturation and growth from a quarterbacking position for Josh Allen. But again, I go back, I look at what Baltimore does, and either they're going too high a lot, and they're either going to go press, or they're going to go bracket coverage on Stephon Diggs, and they're daring somebody else in a Buffalo uniform. Make a play. Make a damn play. And I'm not sure that these guys are necessarily doing it. Gabe Davis, as you mentioned, still battling that ankle injury. When I look at these practice videos of Gabe Davis, he doesn't look right. Like, he's out there fighting. You know, but when you're out there fighting, good for you. I'm glad you're on the field and you're trying to be a good teammate. Cool. But that being said, he's very limited right now, you know? So I don't know, man. Somebody's got to step up, and I'm surprised it's not Isaiah McKenzie, to be honest with you.
Well, McKenzie had a pretty good game against Miami. You know, he had six targets in this game against Baltimore, but of course he's only getting like he's kind of a check down guy too, right? 4.7 air yards per target against Baltimore.
Right.
That's sort of the guy that he is right now. And again, yeah, you know, obviously we know he's injured. He's got a concussion. He might not play. I do think McKenzie can step up a little bit when he's healthy. But I'd also like, and one other point too about the Singletary thing, the way I heard it all offseason, like consuming some Bills beat writers and stuff like that, is that this team, by drafting James Cook, wanted to, and playing Isaiah McKenzie more as that pop gun slot receiver, they wanted to incentivize Josh Allen, like take the check down because these guys can do stuff with it after the catch. And despite the fact that like James Cook is not really playing and it is still Devin Singletary, I agree with your point that it's a huge feather in Josh Allen's cap that he's still doing it, even though it's still the same old guy, like the same old guy that's been there before catching passes. The fact that he's taking those checkdowns is a good thing. So I just wanted to say that. I would just say that we do need to keep an eye on Khalil Shakir, guy who was a day three rookie. I was a pretty big fan of his, just like I said with Calvin Austin earlier, his reception perception mini sample is up in the rookie roundup. I believe that was from like April. I wrote that article on the website, but people can, if you just search Khalil Shakir on the website, it'll pop up. Trust me. Khalil Shakir, good player in college, could run pretty solid routes. But the thing that was really interesting about him is he was really good in the open field. I mean, had awesome contact balance, awesome ability to stay upright when running after the catch. So they haven't necessarily trusted him a ton with a lot of work, but he was active last week against the Baltimore Ravens, got a few snaps on offense. You know, I wouldn't say he went out there and was like, oh yeah, let me definitely command, this guy's commanding more work, but he ran 10 routes against the Ravens. And he's a guy I think we need to keep an eye on.
When I take a look at the mini sample that you had written about him, you charted that he had lined up about 52% as in slot or backfield player. And there seems to be a lot of green in terms of that short intermediate area, you know, like on the curl and the comeback and the slant route. So that's got to be encouraging, no?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think he's very, very different from Gabe Davis. But, you know, that's the thing we also have to remember about Gabe Davis. I think because he was such a guy that was talked about so much in the fantasy space, it's like, this guy could, you know, really take the leap, whatever. And I mean, obviously it hasn't happened so far. It could still happen towards the back half of the season. But Gabe Davis was just like a fourth round pick, you know, Khalil Shakir, fifth round pick, Isaiah McKenzie, kind of a journeyman guy, Jameson Crowder, veteran guy. Like they don't necessarily have, you know, even Dawson Knox was a third round tight end, and you know, Dawson Knox season's been a little up and down. It's not like they've had, their pass catch that they've invested in the most outside of Steph Diggs is James Cook, you know, and he's a running back and he hasn't really been playing. It was kind of a strange pick, but so yeah, like these guys are all lower pedigree guys. So I feel like if somebody like Shakir comes out there and does show that he can win on those short routes, can win on those intermediate routes, you know, he might have staying power in this receiver corps just because nobody here, and they did sign Isaiah McKenzie to a pretty decent contract to come back, but still a lot of room for growth and change in this Buffalo receiver corps. If Shakir can get on the field and show that he can win on those routes, They need somebody to do that. They need somebody to win on those patterns because defenses are just not going to give them the deep ball. And really, that's the Gabe Davis play. Like they need him to remain the team's deep threat, but they need somebody else to step up in those short to intermediate areas.
It's a little bit, when I see Stephon Diggs, it's a little bit like Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, where they see cover two all day long and they finally see man up cover one. Right. And it's like press on the line. That ball's going to Diggs. It doesn't freaking matter. You know, like that's what's so they just force feed it. And it's like Burrow with Chase.
And it works.
You know, it's like and it works.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.